Praise the Lord and good morning, my dear people of God. You are blessed of the Lord, and a good morning to you, and a very happy new year to you. God bless you. Let me encourage you from Psalms 95, 3 and 4. It says, "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him." Praise the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, as we reflect on the joys, the failures and blessings of the past year, we can rejoice in the truth that we are personally related to the Lord Jehovah, who is King of heaven and earth and will reign forever. Someday, we will see him and begin to enjoy his eternal presence, and we will enjoy his glory and honor face to face, and that's what we look forward to. I was listening to this beautiful hymn. It stirs us to praise the gratefulness for all of God's leading in the past year and looks forward in the forthcoming year with great hope, because remember, Jesus is the foundation of our hope and Jesus is the fountain of our joy. Keep that in your heart and in your mind, because that's how you will be blessed abundantly. So this morning, let me ask you a question. Have you truly made God the King in your life? And let me encourage you, if not, then today determine in your heart and let Jesus be the King of your life, not only today, but every day of 2022. Because once he is King, then his kingdom of righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Ghost will reign in your life throughout 2022. And God will bless you and honor you. So the question again is, how would you measure your spiritual progress during the last year? Have you done an inventory? Have you taken a stock? What did you achieve? What goals did you accomplish? And what vision was fulfilled? And another very important question, how many souls did you win for Jesus? How were you the light of the world and a salt unto the nations and a voice unto the nations? Is a good question to reflect on and to introspect and to examine, because that will help us to, you know, set goals for 2022, that how we are going to preach the gospel, reach the unreached, heal the sick, and be a shining light for Jesus in this dark world. Amen. So let's have a quick word of prayer. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for 2021 that has gone by, and you had been gracious and merciful unto us. You blessed us. You have enlarged us. You have healed us. You have provided for us. You have protected us. We can always look back and look into the faithfulness of God, that through the thick and the thin, the Lord came through for us. The Lord provided for us and blessed us. The Lord was always by our side. That we always walked with God. Lord, you never let us go. And you, Father God, preserved us and protected us and provided for us and prospered us. And we believe with all our heart that in 2022 will be a year of greatness of God upon our lives. We'll always be above. We'll have altitude, and we will have, O Lord God Almighty, the abundance of Jehovah over our lives. You'll open the floodgates of heaven and pour out your abundant blessings upon your people in the mighty name of Jesus. These are your people, O God, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Ghost. And I pray that you will perfect everything that concerneth your flock. These are your people, O God. You are the good shepherd. You will lead them besides the still waters and green pastures. You will lead them in all truth and righteousness. That Lord God Almighty, your sheep will be preserved and protected and will be led by you, our good shepherd. We thank you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we give you the praise. As your people step out to their jobs in this new year, and begin the day, O Father God, and the businesses, Lord, and running the errands for the day, I ask for your grace and glory to abound upon them. Keep them from the evil one. Your angels will guard them and protect them. And Lord God Almighty, you will bless them abundantly in accordance to your word. And Father, that Lord, you are the glory and the lifter of their head. You will lift them up. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, Lord, I send forth your word of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I take authority over that sickness, over that disease, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were all healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you. And once again, a very, very happy new year and a prosperous 2022. God bless you. Bye for now.